Hello, my name's Tony Ruston, and I had the privilege of being the director of the Martin Lloyd-Jones Recordings Trust from its foundation until a couple of years ago. And it's my privilege and pleasure now to introduce to you a little of the history of the Trust and this collection of sermons taken from the Legacy Collection. It was back in late February 1982 when I received the phone call that was to change my life. It came from the owner of a small Christian recording company that I'd been working for. They apparently had been asked to undertake the task of transferring all the sermons of the late Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones from reel-to-reel tape onto cassette. And as the task was such a large one, they wondered if I'll be interested in doing it for the customer directly. And that was how, on the 1st of March in 1982, my wife and I found ourselves driving down to Barcombe in East Sussex to meet with a client. Now, our client was one of the founders of the Martin Lloyd-Jones Recordings Trust and then pastor of Barcombe Baptist Chapel, Ray Gaydon. The Trust had only just come into being at that time and was the joint vision of Ray and Sir Fred Catherwood, who was Dr. Lloyd-Jones' son-in-law. Now, at this time, I'd only just about heard of Dr. Lloyd-Jones and had no real idea of who he was. Anyway, that meeting was tremendous, with Ray Gaydon enthusing about Dr. Lloyd-Jones' ministry and how it had transformed his own life. You know, it would have been impossible for us not to have been caught up in his enthusiasm, and we were soon eager to get underway with the work. We headed home from that meeting with our car loaded with reel-to-reel recordings of the Doctor's sermons. I began work then on the task that was to occupy me full-time for the next 26 years. And what a spiritual challenge it was for both my wife and myself. For me, as I listened carefully, made notes, restored and transferred the sermons to master cassettes, and for my wife, as she typed my notes, both of us were challenged to the deepest level and came to a knowledge and certainty of our salvation that we'd never had before. You see, we were being exposed to real doctrine, real biblical truth, for the very first time. And I still say to my friends to this day, it was Dr. Lloyd-Jones who taught me to think, to read critically, and above all, to test everything against Scripture. He taught me to let the text speak to me and not to read my ideas and thoughts back into it. And indeed, I have to say that those 3 years while I was transferring those tapes to cassette were the most important of my life, as under Dr. Lloyd-Jones' ministry, my mind and heart were both awoken to the great truths of Scripture. And I know it's the prayer of everyone involved in the work of the Trust that this should be your experience too, as you listen to this selection of sermons from the Legacy Collection. Here you will find examples from all the major series that Dr. Lloyd-Jones preached. The pattern to Dr. Lloyd-Jones' week was a simple but effective one. On Friday evenings, he gave his famous lecture series on the Book of Romans, where week by week, visitors would hear as verse by verse, he would take us through this great book. But make no mistake, these are no dry lectures. They are all sermons presented in the context of an act of worship. For no public study of the word, Dr. Lloyd-Jones taught, should ever be removed from the context of worship. On Sunday mornings, he preached to teach, encourage, and build up his growing congregation. It was here that he preached his famous verse-by-verse studies of the Book of Ephesians and his World Love series on the Gospel of John. And on Sunday evenings, he always preached evangelistically, and it is among these sermons that I have my own particular favourites. I refer particularly to the series he gave on the Book of Acts. You know, these aren't just simply evangelistic messages, but ones where he dealt with the burning issues of the age. And remarkably, the questions that are still so relevant today in our increasingly secular world. Now, whilst most of these sermons are in print, there is nothing, I can assure you, comparable to hearing the Doctor himself preach them as he did all those years ago before his own congregation. You know, it's my prayer and that of all of us involved in the work of the Trust that as you listen to these sermons, you'll be as blessed, challenged and encouraged as I was when I first heard them.